This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. officials are announcing Brittney Griner is no longer in Russia. The WNBA basketball player was released Thursday in a one-for-one prisoner swap for international arms dealer Victor Bout, a.k.a. the Merchant of Death. The one-for-one exchange took place Thursday in the United Arab Emirates. Ukraine's President Zelensky is being recognized for his courageous wartime leadership. On Wednesday, Time magazine named him the 2022 Person of the Year, along with the Spirit of Ukraine. The publication is recognizing the nation's refusal to back down in the face of Russia's invasion. President Zelensky on Politico Wednesday.
I thank you for this award to the Ukrainian people. And I mean it, it is destiny to all Ukrainians. Because leaders can be truly influential only when they represent not only themselves, but the common will, common dream, common goal of their people.
Boeing has closed a pretty big chapter in its aircraft building history. They announced Wednesday that they built their very last 747 in its Everett, Washington facility. Production of the 747 jetliner started in 1967. The 747 can carry over 500 passengers in its biggest configuration. Boeing ended up building 1,574 units of the passenger jet. The mostly partisan January 6th committee plans to release its final report on December 21st. The eight-chapter report is a culmination of a year and a half of work by the panel. This all took place without Republican choice for representation, and only Nancy Pelosi-approved lawmakers were allowed. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Cryptocurrency no longer has the glistening reputation it once had.
A new study says only 8% of Americans have a positive view of cryptocurrencies. The CNBC Economic Survey published Wednesday shows 43% of the U.S. public has a negative view of cryptocurrencies, which is up from 25% in March, while those with a positive view plummeted from 19% to just 8%. The sharp drop in public approval follows a series of collapses and bankruptcies in the crypto market. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Looks like the power is back in North Carolina after vandals shot up a power station last week.
Duke Energy on Wednesday said it has completed repairs at substations damaged in shootings over the weekend that cut power to thousands in central North Carolina. The energy company said it expects power to be fully restored sometime Wednesday night. Meanwhile, Senator Mark Warner of Virginia is concerned about the vulnerability of our nation's electric grid.
The fact that someone with criminal intent, that's what the FBI has said, could take a couple of pot shots and literally fell a community into darkness for days. It's one of the reasons why We need to make sure our electric grid is a lot more resilient.
He's chair of the Select Committee on Intelligence. From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thank you, Tony. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? But thank you for joining in. More and more, we're starting to see glimpses and understand what We the People is all about. And look, if we want to hold on to this Democratic Republic, you know, as Benjamin Franklin had commented after one of the convention meetings, it was asked by a lady, okay, what kind of government do we have? He says, a democratic republic, if you can keep it. And there have been antithetical forces purposely attacking this democratic republic, the American way of life, and it has been eroding the foundational principles, like what we talked about with Craig Huey and the Declaration of Independence. I mean, it's quite clear. Megan Barth joins us right now. Always good to have Megan here. She is the founder and proprietor of BrighamBabe.com, also the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, because she's just not busy enough. Figures, okay, well, I'll just be the editor-in-chief of the Nevada Globe just to put more things on my to-do list. Hey, Megan, how are you?
I'm doing so well, Bill. Thanks. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Outside of everything else, I love this time of year. I love the Christmas season. It's just a special time. And I happen to be here, believe it or not, in California. I leave Saturday for Mele Kalikimaka, Hawaii, Alohaville. Be there for a month or so with the daughter unit and the grandkids and my son-in-law. So looking forward to that. So this has been a good trip, and I just wish everybody the best for the holiday season, including yourself, if we don't get a chance to talk again.
You.
Really?
Yeah, me too.
Okay. I wanted to talk to you about this Griner case. I mean, this is, this is amazing to me. And, you know, here she's been in jail, of course, got a lot of notoriety, WNBA, a black woman, LGBTQ, she checks the boxes. And meanwhile, we have a former Marine who has served our country 4 years in a Russian jail. I guess he doesn't check many boxes. So Joe Biden and the team do not include him in this bargain. And he certainly, got preempted by a female basketball player. This has implications and impressions that the American people are going, they're scratching their head over. I mean, they're glad that Griner's out of jail. That's not the problem. But wait a minute, what about a former Marine who has served and defended his country, who is up on some sort of bogus espionage charge, and we leave him behind?
Well, isn't that par for the course to leave our men and women behind? That is exactly right out of the Obama and Hillary Clinton playbook.
Right.
So, you know, we had a Marine, if you recall, under Obama that was held in a Mexican jail.
Yes. Made a wrong turn. Exactly. Oh,
correct. And yes. Had, I believe, either his current ammo and guns in the trunk, or he had his grandfather's gun. I don't recall.
I think it was his own. I think.
Yeah, this was 14 years ago.
I know.
And that kid sat and rotted in that jail for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had, of course, Benghazi, where Hillary Clinton's, you know, good friend Chris.
Yeah.
Was left behind along with the other men.
With three others.
And so it's not really surprising, the priorities of the second Obama administration, which is the Joe Biden administration, mm-hmm. because we certainly know that Joe Biden isn't making those decisions. He can't make a decision, a simple decision, easily. So, right. Again, no surprise. Disgusting, but no surprise.
Yeah. I mean, here in the United States, well, of course, again, this speaks to the issue that many of us saw early on, you included, regarding the strength and weakness, the lack of strength and weakness of the current chief executive officer in the White House. You know, he doesn't know how to negotiate. He gives up, you know, somebody like Victor Bout, who is a renowned arms dealer and smuggler. I mean, this guy is a blue chip individual for Russia, a Russian arms dealer. And we give him up for a basketball player? What kind of trade is that?
Yeah. As you stated in the opening, what matters most is the color of the skin, the gender of the person. That's what trumps all.
Yes.
She, Brittany Griner, checked all the boxes of the aggrieved left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she is the face of the left. She took a knee. She bashed America. She's LGBTQIA++++. She plays for a sport that no one watches. I don't know if you remember. I thought this was kind of funny, but this there was a viral video going around, I think on Instagram, and there was this kid, and he was standing on the corner of a street in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he was approaching people. He's like, "Hey, I got two tickets to the WNBA game tonight or a can of Spam. Which would you like?" And every single person picked the can of Spam.
Oh,
so,
God.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there was this argument on this morning show the other day that got a little bit of traction of why, you know, female basketball players or female soccer players aren't paid as much as men. Well, that's because no one's watching.
Right.
So perhaps if more people were watching, they would get the sponsorships. But mm-hmm. No, it doesn't matter to the left, because all that matters is something called equality.
Right.
Right? So
yeah, meritocracy is out the window. Yeah. And welcome to the world of mediocrity.
Right. So Brittany Griner, no one knew who this Brittany Griner was. No one. Mm-hmm. I bet if you, before she was thrown in a Russian prison for carrying around some cannabis in Russia, idiot, no one knew who she was.
Right.
Maybe a handful of people, like I said, of the aggrieved left that checked all the boxes.
And that's the thing, too, Megan. I mean, let's go back in that. You know, it wasn't by accident. I mean, people who carry cannabis in other countries, they know they're breaking the law. You're going to tell me she was ignorant of having cannabis on her? I mean, these kids, they know this stuff.
It.
Sure, and they know it, and they know it's against the law, right?
She claims she did it, but again, you know.
Well,
she believes that she perhaps is above the law because she's been treated so special her entire life for doing absolutely, I guess, nothing but playing basketball and being a lesbian.
So what does it tell you that if you're an American citizen and if you get arrested in a foreign country, obviously you can't change your race, although if you can claim some sort of color that makes you part of the aggrieved category, then the next step is you go trans right away. You've got to flip your sex, your gender, in order to get your butt out of jail, right?
Right. Yeah. I'll be curious to see what she says when she touches her feet on American soil.
Stay tuned for details. Megan Barth is with us. The conversation continues right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
All music for the season, huh? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez, Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, well, Ted, conservatives, Republicans are just scratching their heads. They just cannot believe, you know, what happened in these midterm elections. They want some heads to roll. You know, Ronna McDaniel, I don't know that she survives. I mean, you know, she continues to lose. What Mitch McConnell did to the party, what he didn't do in supporting, especially, you know, what happened in Georgia. I mean, why weren't all hands on deck? Why didn't they have all 49 senators, you know, there in Georgia helping Herschel Walker? I mean, it's like it was like they just yielded to some alleged fait accompli that the Democrats were going to take over at a time when, you know, I mean, this was like near impossible. Every one of the Democratic policies have ruined this country. Have people in incredible pain, and you can't sell that to the American people and really affect a red wave, and you're going to come up with some sort of excuse. Well, the kids, they didn't know better, and so they kind of firewalled the red wave. No, you guys are losers. You don't know how to win. That's really the bottom line. What do you think?
Yeah, when you look at, you know, how Herschel Walker performed, I mean, he lost by, I think it was about 50,000 votes. You look at Nevada, for example, and Adam Laxalt lost to Catherine Cortez Masto by 8,000. So we're not talking about huge margins or mandates that the Democrats have, but all you need is one vote to win.
That's right. Well, Stacey Abrams, I mean, she stood on, you know, what is she behind Kemp the first time? 80,000 votes, and she refused to, relent her position and, and announced to everybody that Brian Kemp was, in fact, the governor. I mean, she insisted that she was, the governor in exile, so to speak, for, what, 4 years?
Right. So, you know, the Democrats don't have a mandate. So, but they'll act as though they have a mandate. And now we're very concerned about the Supreme Court with this, you know, Senate majority. And the federal judiciary is going to be completely destroyed. But that aside, it takes a lot of pain, I believe, in order for Americans to wake up. And when you do not have a clear, concise message of, you know, why Republicans are great and what they'll bring, and instead of just saying the Democrats are bad, people want to attach themselves to something positive.
Exactly.
You have to have a get-out-the-vote operation. You have to have messaging, and you have to have money in order to win elections. And when Ronna McDaniel, who is basically a Romney, is Ronna Romney, when you have Ronna McDaniel who has presided over losses continuously. Mm-hmm. It's time to fire her. And I'm glad that I see Harmeet Dhillon actually challenging Ronna McDaniel for the position.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she would be a very good, concise, positive person moving forward. At least give her a chance.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, why give another chance to a loser when she has a history of losing? And it's interesting to see who's actually rallying behind Ronna McDaniel. And those are all the moderates, right, that continue to destroy the Republican Party. The Democrats haven't destroyed the Republican Party. The Republican Party and the moderates within it has basically destroyed the Republican Party.
People like Ronna. Yeah, exactly. In a sense, it's kind of a civil war. This civil war in the Republican Party has been going on for a long time. And this right now, I mean, this is really bringing things to a head to realize that this is of their own doing. They've literally have shot themselves in the foot. The very thing that Ronald Reagan, as you'll recall, warned Republicans about, getting in these shootouts, these circular, shootouts of their own people was ridiculous. It was part of, during his administration, this was one of the commandments that the Republican Party, that he tried to hold them to. But man, I tell you, get him away in a couple of years and then forget it. They're back to shooting each other again like a bunch of knuckleheads and losing races they should be winning.
Right. And you know, when I look, I can speak, you know, pretty intelligently about Nevada, obviously, because I live here and I run the Nevada Globe. But when you look at the Senate race between Catherine Cortez Masto and Laxalt, the numbers are very clear. Catherine Cortez Masto ran 27 commercials before Adam Laxalt even ran his first.
Mm.
Now, why is that? Well, it comes down to money.
Yes. Yeah.
It comes down to money. If Adam Laxalt had more money from Mitch McConnell and others, you know, he would have had a more of a fighting chance. I mean, she had, and these 27 commercials she ran, most of them were given, like, I think there was a total of 7 Pinocchios given to her by the Washington Post and PolitiFact, because they were nothing but a smear campaign. So when you dominate the airwaves with smears and paint your opponent as something that is a, you know, threat to democracy, a threat to women's rights, you know, all of this, you know, gobbledygook, so to speak, and you don't have a counter message, people are, perception is reality.
Yeah, exactly.
And like I said, only 8,000 votes, you know, 8,000 votes isn't a mandate, but it won an election.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and you're exactly right. I mean, the establishment of the GOP failed candidates, in, you know, like Laxalt, in Arizona. I mean, go down the list. I mean, it's just, it's disgusting. And especially at a time when you had all this firepower, available to you in terms of the terrible policies. And as you said, yes, part of the argument is this, where was the vision? I mean, even, you know, you and I talked about this too, that Kevin McCarthy comes out with his, you know, his commitment to America. I mean, like, what, you know, a couple of months before, they should have been shouting that from the timbers, you know, 12 months previous. But it took them so long to get into a simple agreement of the plan and vision they had for America if they took over. I mean, this is what concerns me, because here they are right now. They're backed up against the wall in a sense. Nancy Pelosi's legacy is going to continue, and they're putting pressure on the Republicans to fold. Fold in such a way with a CR or a, you know, a budget approval that allows Nancy Pelosi's footprint to continue for half of the 2 years that the Republicans just got the vote for. So, you know, any of their effort is going to be diluted if they compromise on that, don't you think?
Yeah, there cannot be absolutely any compromise, or the Republican Party will be, I think, forever in the minority. But I have to state this. There was a space on Twitter that was featuring Scott Pressler and some other folks, and it was about Georgia and, you know, basically the lessons learned about why Georgia lost. And I've worked with Scott. Know Scott. He's a great kid, and he worked his butt off, even after he got out of the hospital, getting out the vote, collecting ballots, registering voters, So I actually had an opportunity to speak, and I got a lot of intel coming from Georgia, and it was specifically from people on the ground that were knocking doors in Cobb County and DeKalb County, and they were reporting back to me, because I've known them for years, and I was asking questions, and I said, so what's the sentiment? And they said, well, we're reaching out to, you know, Republican voters or center voters, moderate voters, and they're not voting for either candidate because they think Herschel Walker is stupid. Well, guess who thinks Herschel Walker is stupid? The Democrats.
Yeah, exactly.
So I was trying to explain this, and I was met with hostility from many people on the line that basically their talking point was that their grandparents, you know, they've been Georgians since 1785. No one cares.
Yes.
What people care about winning elections. People don't care about your lineage. We don't care that you've been in Georgia since the 1700s. It's 2022.
Exactly.
Dust it off and win an election.
What a novel concept. Founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, Megan Barth has been our guest. Thank you, Megan. Have a great day.
You too.
This report is sponsored by Amazon.
Amazon is making holiday hosting simple for families who want healthy, delicious, and affordable groceries this season. SNAP recipients can register their EBT card on Amazon to order SNAP-eligible groceries online for delivery. Customers can use SNAP benefits on Amazon.com to shop all the pantry essentials for holiday parties, such as shelf-stable ingredients like nuts, dried fruit, and crackers for an appetizer board. Or find fresh vegetables, fruits, and dairy on Amazon Fresh that make the perfect addition to your main course and get it all delivered straight to your door. Customers who add their Snap EBT card on Amazon will also receive offers such as free access to Amazon Fresh and 50% off a Prime membership. Skip in-store rush this season with Snap EBT on Amazon. To register your benefits and start saving today, visit Amazon.com/snap.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. officials are announcing Brittney Griner is no longer in Russia. The WNBA basketball player was released Thursday in a one-for-one prisoner swap for international arms dealer Victor Bout, also known as the Merchant of Death. The one-for-one exchange took place Thursday in the United Arab Emirates. Ukraine's President Zelensky is being recognized for his courageous wartime leadership. On Wednesday, Time magazine named him the 2022 Person of the Year, along with the Spirit of Ukraine. President Zelensky on Politico.
I thank you for this award to the Ukrainian people.
Boeing has closed a pretty big chapter in its aircraft building history. They announced Wednesday that they built their very last 747 in its Everett, Washington facility. Boeing ended up building 1,574 units of the passenger jet. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check out BillMartinezLive.com. Well, Sierra Hampton Simmons is back with us. She's Vice President of Products for PMI. And we're going to talk about the future proofing of your career. I'm going to be sharing the top skills everyone should prioritize and stand out to stand out in today's workforce. Sierra, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. And, you know, I appreciate this topic and what's going on because I think the last time we talked about this is that there is no doubt the labor force has got to be on its toes and ready to kind of evolve or change with, you know, with what's going on in the marketplace, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, McKinsey found that in 2021, that 87% of companies say that they have skill gaps right now. And with this looming recession and demographic shifts, such as retiring folks, these gaps just will not fill themselves. So the workforce has to be empowered to add to their skill sets to demonstrate value for, not only for businesses, but also to their own selves, right?
Right.
That is, the businesses are changing, you know, the skills of the workforce have to really keep up with that pace. And even, but it's happening so quickly that sometimes professionals are telling us they don't have a chance to develop those skills in enough time. And the skills we're looking at are everything from tech skills like coding or IT to power skills such as problem solving, project management, and collaborative leadership.
Well, the last time we talked with PMI, what you opened my mind to realize is also that where the labor force is right now, Sierra, and that is that because of what has happened under COVID, that the labor force itself has been just is similar to what's happened in public education with the kids being, you know, falling behind. When you're not going to work every day and working on your skills, you know, again, this conversation we had last time, helped me realize that, you know, the workforce itself has to step up, right?
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly right. So, you know, the big challenge is pinpointing which skills should be prioritized and figuring out where to find the time to dedicate to getting that training and upskilling as needed. So we find that to be the biggest challenges. The skills that we're seeing are like project management, because in 2021, we released this report called The Talent Gap, which found that the global economy is going to need 25 million new project professionals by 2030. That's less than 8 years away from now. And so that's one of the biggest gaps that has to be filled, and understanding that is really important. In addition, you know, Forrester's telling us that there's going to be a deficit of 500,000 software developers by 2024. And so one of the things that people are saying in response to that is, how quickly can we get those skills? That's software engineering. Right? So we're, you know, Gartner is predicting that we use things like Citizen Developer, which is low code and no code platforms. In other words, you don't need to learn software engineering to build applications. In fact, they're predicting that more than 65% of the applications that we will have in 2024 will be from these low code, no code platforms.
Wow. So it's not quite as threatening as some people would think then.
Right. It's not that threatening. It's something that you can't overcome, but you have to prioritize it and make it a goal of yours to get quickly trained and master these skill sets.
Yeah, I think that's the foundation, right? You got to want to step up. I mean, you see the potential that's here on the horizon. And like, you know, like in all things, it goes to the quickest and those that are, you know, more passionate and committed to the end result, right?
Right. The early bird catches the worm is what they used to say, right? So you have to really prioritize reskilling yourselves. But I also want to say that it's important that also that companies are willing to invest both their time and money to upskill the people who currently work for them as well, so that people won't start quiet quitting because they feel like they're not getting the dedication from their own companies to keep up to date for the problems of tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you've got to look for that proper fit and where it's a win-win solution, because at the end of the day, you know, people want to work where, you know, they're most appreciated and where they can be productive, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, and you know, finding that time is really important. We've just recently developed in the last couple of years a lot of trainings and micro learnings and credentials that really can help you stand out on your resume, because they give you badges to show that you've completed them. But they're also not such a big time investment because they're shorter. So you can learn and master skills in a matter of a couple of hours, which is really important for people who are in this busy workplace.
Exactly. We're talking with Sierra Hampton Simmons, the Vice President of Product for PMI. You know, as you were just saying, you've got a lot of support for people who are committed and are looking at this opportunity. And this is something that is easy for them to get involved in, right?
Yes, it's very easy. We have a couple of cool products that are all, you know, digital, meaning you can access them from your computer or whatever device you use, even your phone, to actually do some self-paced training and upskilling. And if you'd like, I can tell you a little bit more about those.
Yes, please. We got about 3 minutes left. Go ahead.
Okay, so a couple of the courses we have, the first one is like Wicked Problem Solving. This is a course that really addresses design thinking principles, and it's designed for both teams and individuals to take. With this, you can do some collaborative problem solving, even virtually, and you'll be able to solve problems before they actually materialize by identifying them and thinking through solutions as a team. So it's a really good way to facilitate and lead discussions with groups. So that's one course that we have. It's it doesn't take too long to take. We also have a couple of series of micro learning. So we have organizational transformation, which empowers individuals to really support their company's transformation efforts. It teaches them the best practices, managing change, and it makes you more marketable for roles at companies that are going through changes and transformations, and positions you as an agent of change within their organization.
This is cool. That's a great idea.
I love that because that's you're exactly right, Sierra. This is what's going to happen. I mean, this is a time to be flexible. You've got to be nimble. You've got to be expedient and focused. And this training will go a long way to prepare you, I believe. I think this is a brilliant idea.
Yeah, what people tell us is that because it's shorter and it does offer a micro-credential or micro-certification with the badge, it empowers them to take their own time and do the course and then show it to future or current employees to demonstrate that they're ready, right? So that's important.
Right. Well, with these last couple of minutes that we have, Sierra, explain to our audience PMI, because this is the second time you and I've had a chance to talk. And, you know, more and more, I really get excited because I love business. I love the labor force, and I love people being able to be in a situation where they can, you know, as they say, be the best they could be.
Right, right. So PMI, the Project Management Institute, we're the world's leading organization for project management professionals. We've been around for 50 years. And what we do is we have offerings like trainings, learning, certifications, as well as community and online communities that address all the skill gaps and ensure that your career and workforce is ready to manage and enact business changes. That's what that's germane to what we do. You can find us online and find the offerings that meet your needs, everything from the things I talked about to our flagship product, which is the PMP, the Project Management Professional Certification.
Wow, this is awesome. And again, the website here, Sierra, that they can go to specifically?
Is our website is PMI.org, PMI.org. I encourage you and your listeners to visit our website to learn more.
Well, a lot of opportunities on the horizon, ladies and gentlemen, and now is the time to plan and get positioned appropriately, and a great resource is PMI with all the offerings that they have available, especially in light of, you know, the skills gap situation that we're faced with right now. And look at, you know, you show up for work, you fill in and upskill yourself, and wow, it could be a very, very bright future, and you'll be very grateful for PMI for helping you on this road to success. As we wrap things up one more time, Sierra, be so kind and tell everybody the website.
Sure. Visit PMI.org for more information to learn more about the stuff that I talked about today.
She's the Vice President of Products for PMI, Sierra Hampton Simmons. Thank you, Sierra. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-799-5138. 800-799-5138. 800-799-5138. That's 800-799-5138.
This report is sponsored by Holland America Line. Travel is back. People who have been waiting to cruise to their favorite part of the world can save big thanks to Holland America Line's 150th year of cruising promotions. Holland America Line, the cruise line that has been visiting Alaska up close longer than any other brand, is poised to welcome travelers to the Great Land this summer with 7-day round-trip cruises from Seattle and Vancouver, as well as combination ship and land cruise tours to Denali and exclusive experiences in the Yukon. Lee Abamonte is a travel expert, author, and global adventurer.
Whether you are a luxury traveler, a foodie, an adventure seeker like me, or a family traveling with kids in tow, there is something for everyone. Alaska is truly a bucket list locale, especially when it comes to places like Glacier Bay.
It's time to start planning your Alaska escape. Receive a free balcony upgrade, 30% off fares, and a 50% reduced deposit and more with Wave Offer. Visit HollandAmerica.com or call your travel agent.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
The America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got Evie Bear Carroll now batting for Dr. Ted Bear. Oh, we always love it when Evie's around because we get to have fun, which isn't to say that we can't have fun with your dad, because we just have fun all the time, don't we?
That's right.
Thank God. Well, what happens when the three of us get together? It's going to be a barrel of monkeys. I'm just saying. But, hey, it's the season and all. So are you having fun this Christmas season with the kids and everybody?
Yeah, it's great. My kids are at such a great age to appreciate Christmas, and they're putting up the, you know, Christmas tree and all the ornaments, and they even wanted a little Christmas tree in their own room. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, that's cool. So the spirit has even invaded their own personal spaces in their bedroom, huh? I love that. That's a great idea. Good
yeah,
fun.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. But you're exactly right. I mean, you know, Christmas is so much appreciated through the eyes of a child, and reminds us that, you know, what Jesus said about not keeping, you know, and holding back the children from him, and that, you know, that the kingdom of heaven is for those such as these, you know, the innocence of a child. This is why, you know, to me, it galls me how our children are being so under attack by today's culture. We need to, you know, fortify and protect our kids like never before, Evie. I know you know that.
Exactly. And in a day where they say, oh, we can't say Christmas, I mean, Christ is who we need right now, right?
Right. Amen.
I mean,
yes. Exactly.
It'll give the kids hope. It'll give the kids peace. And so, yeah, you are totally right on that. I mean, it's just crazy that they're trying to remove all of Christianity from things and try to lead them to a totally different way.
Exactly.
But we know, you know, the person behind that. We know that, you know, Satan's behind that. But, you know, we wish it wasn't so.
Well, maybe we ought to give Satan a Christmas present this year, huh? Let's give him the gift of Jesus. Let's just go ahead and we'll storm the gates of hell and we'll just have a good time just for fun. Why not, huh? Give him a little bit of his own medicine.
You know, Dolly Parton did a show on NBC, you know, and she's saying, Satan, go to hell, Satan, in the program. So she told him to go where he needs, because she said, you know, Christmas is all about Christ, you know.
Amen.
Get away from me, Satan.
Yeah, we got no tengo tiempo para ti. We don't have time for him right now. Let's go. Let's focus this season. Hey, let's talk about one of the reviews that you have at movieguide.org. 5,000 blankets, loving others in times of need. What a sweet story this is.
Yes, this is a beautiful story because it's about a woman who is giving to the needy. What happens is her husband deals with mental health, and one day he goes missing, and her son are looking everywhere for him, including
you know, the homeless, the area that the homeless are. And so she starts giving away blankets. And this is actually a true story. And to this day, I believe they give away blankets to the homeless. And it's just a beautiful thing.
And, of course, you know, this is great content. And, you know, for the season of giving, I mean, this is one of those stories that are that highlights and really rhymes with most people. And that is that our very nature is we want to give. You know, the thing that impresses me is even in situations like this with homeless people, if you've ever observed them, they're givers. I mean, there's a lot of times where they protect their property and things like that. But there's just something about, you know, this time and season that I see them, you know, giving gifts. I mean, it just blows me away.
I know. And that's a great reminder that we as Christians, you know, that's what the church should be doing. And this film shows what we should be doing is giving and loving on other people less fortunate than us and, you know, bringing them into the fold and into the, you know, Sunday meals and all that kind of thing. And so we need to remember that.
Yeah. And the thing that's so amazing, as you say, Evie, is this story, true story about this woman and her son. They mobilize a city. I mean, this thing, and this is the amazing thing about giving and goodness. It can be infectious, can't it?
Yes, exactly. And so they show it in the movie and in, you know, real life that it was actually the little boy who was the one who spurred on this movement. Mm-hmm. And it's called Philip's Wish or something like that. Philip is in the name. And so they create a website and they get all these blankets donated to them. And he hands out each blanket. You know, he's always there with his mother handing out the blankets. And so what a wonderful thing for a little boy to start doing and show us, you know, adults.
Exactly.
Like, you know, we've got to get out of our comfort zone sometimes and help others. And
Well, I know a lot of times, you know, we look to the church. We want to put it on the church. And you know, and that happens, too. I mean, churches, by and large, are very giving. They're giving entities. They want to know, you know, people want to support their churches because there is a, you know, there's a process. There's a, you know, there's some organization how to do this sort of thing. But again, as I said, it gets to be, you know, quite contagious. But, you know, I believe that this movie, 5,000 Blankets, is going to be an inspiration to, you know, not only churches, as you say, but, you know, local communities as well. I mean, after all, like you said, you know, from the innocence of a young boy, his idea to do this, this is incredible.
Right. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, without a doubt. Any other movies that are sticking out for you? This holiday season, PureFlix is going crazy. I mean, I say going crazy. I mean, they're giving us so much to choose from, and I'm so grateful for the team there and what they're doing in terms of you know, family entertainment. You know, this holiday, right?
I love that they're bringing out so much content. They're trying to compete with everyone in terms of, like, you know, Hallmark and Up TV. And there's some good options on Up TV. And there's and so it's great that PureFlix is bringing out stuff. And it's so God-honoring. And so there's some really wonderful options. And now they've decided to take a movie and clean it up, and that's the movie Father Stew, Reborn. They clean this movie up by taking out all the cursing, which, you know, they should have done in the first place.
Right.
They should have not had cursing in the first place, but they decided to bring it out and bring it out without any of the cursing. And so this one's with Mark Wahlberg and Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mark Wahlberg plays a man who's a fighter. He's in the ring fighting, but his heart is transformed because he meets a woman who's very, very faithful to her faith. Mm-hmm. And so he becomes a priest, a Catholic priest.
Yeah.
And this is a true story. So
yeah, those doggone Catholics. So once the Catholics get a hold of you, especially the Catholic women, very powerful.
So he's got a big transformation, and the movie shows that. Now, the movie still has some heavy themes, so it's more like teenagers and above. But, because he was a fighter and he was a rough background. But they've taken out all the cursing, and so that is just great that they did that.
Right. Well, the Catholic girls are very, very powerful. But they're no substitute for the Father in heaven. And that's what Father Stu teaches us, right? Because he does have to turn away from a love interest that he thought at first was, you know, something. And they both did. Thought this was going to be some future for them. But, you know, here comes that God guy. You know, God comes in, says, I think my plans are better. But a sweet movie. Sweet movie. I love it. Gary Sinise, supporting our nation's heroes, he shared in your interview, it's his lifelong mission.
Yes, it's just amazing. Gary Sinise is always, honoring the heroes and honoring the soldiers and honoring the veterans. And what a great thing because, you know, today's day where they say, you know, they kind of, you know, certain people put down these people that are working hard in the military. And so, it's great that he's, honoring the military community. And so that's, yes, he says that's his, you know, mission in life. And he's become even a big actor. We all know him.
Right.
You know, he's a household name, but, you know, he says his greatest joy is helping these veterans.
He's kind of, in a sense, you know, not going to Vietnam or overseas and that, but although he does that as well, he's kind of become the modern-day Bob Hope in a way, hasn't he?
Yes, you're right. Mm-hmm. And actually, my grandfather played with Bob Hope when they were playing for you know, the troops. And
yes.
So he would sing and dance with him. And so, you know, Bob Hope did that all over to help the veterans and encourage them, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, and Gary's definitely filled a void. Chosen Season 3, Running Away. It's off and running. I say running away. I mean, running away from tradition and, you know, to a drum of their own. And they're just, again, breaking records, aren't they?
This is an amazing thing that Chosen is doing so well. It's done amazing at the box office. It shows that people really want, you know, this great story about Jesus and this one's all about, as you know, it's all about the disciples and them going out to tell others about Jesus and great stories about, you know, Little John is asking about healing, the hardship of healing. And so there's some really heavy themes here, but it's great because every Christian deals with something and everybody deals with something. Right.
Yeah, I think, they're answering the questions, you know, that people are asking out there in a way that has not been addressed in the churches that I'm familiar with anyway. But this special format allows Dallas Jenkins and the writers to present the humanity of Jesus in a very special way. I'm so blessed by what they're doing. We got about 30 seconds left. Of course, the big shocker this week was the passing of Kirstie Alley, 71 years young. It just blew me away.
Yeah, she had a battle with cancer and she passed, and it's so sad. You know, she was a very successful actress and best known for Cheers. And, you know, she was only 71.
Wow. Rest in peace and our prayers for her family. Evie Bear Carroll has been with us. It's all about Hollywood entertainment from a biblical worldview. She is the host of Movie Guide TV. Thank you, Evie. Take care. Merry Christmas.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated?